All right. Well, hey, I'm just excited to spend some time here with you guys here on our fifth Saturday of the month. Of course, this is our main service here online, but every fifth week of the month, happens four times a year, we just really double down on this idea of people having personal awakening. Why don't you just say it out loud? Say right now, say, I am alive unto God. I am alive unto God. You know, it's powerful. In Acts chapter 3, verse 18, 19, and 20, it says that we are able to experience waves of refreshing that would lead to the appointment of Christ, which would ultimately lead to the restoration of all things. And I really believe those three experiences are so important for all of us to understand that life in the Spirit is yielding those three outcomes. It is the waves of refreshing, the appointment of Christ, and the restoration of all things. And of course, they work in concert with one another. They're kind of an ecosystem that as you experience one, it leads you to the next. And I like to think of it as revival. I like to think of it as reformation and restoration. And as you go through those three experiences, they yield an opportunity to really gain a higher level of breakthrough in the one following. And so I believe we start with revival. I think we get revived. Our spirit gets revived. Our spirit gets awakened. Our spirit, we can become fully aware of how alive unto God we actually are, which is remarkably alive, fully alive, without measure alive. And so it's just exciting to see that opportunity, which then leads to the appointment of Christ, which is really that reformational outcome. It's that governmental order piece where we are allowed to bring the reality of Christ into the right standing within the systems of the world. And so we don't need every system to be a church, but we do need systems to carry the heartbeat of the kingdom so that they yield kingdom outcomes. And so out of that reformation, of course, comes the restoration of all things. And so as we get more restored, it opens up an opportunity for us to see God differently. And once again, we become more awake. The appointment of Christ, the restoration of things, and it goes in a cycle that way. And so today, I just want to spend some time with you, encouraging you about how awake and how alive unto God you really are. You know, in Acts chapter 1, Jesus is speaking to the disciples. He's speaking really to probably the whole 120, right? At least many of them. And he's ascending into the clouds. And he's saying, hey, I'm about to go away. And I'm about to ascend, but the Holy Spirit, as I just told you in John 14, 15, and 16, is going to be your comforter and going to be your strength. But the Holy Spirit, he says in this moment, in Acts chapter 1, before he ascends, it will endue you with power. Come on. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power unto salvation. There is power unto wisdom. There is power unto miracles. There is power unto multiplying resources. There is power in the kingdom. And we got to understand that we were meant to harness this power. We were meant to come into the reality of how to steward this power, how to come into oneness with the one who knows and multiplies or creates all things. We've been invited into this reality. And so we have some powerful decisions to make, just like the disciples did as they stood there looking up into the clouds and just kind of wondering what's going on. And so we know that it was, you know, 10 days later, of course, that, you know, it was on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit showed up and poured itself out on all of the people in the upper room, the 120 that were there. And out of that came an awakening of people's hearts. They said, hey, what should we do? Of course, they said, repent, be baptized, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we need a whole generation of people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who are led by the Holy Spirit. Of course, Romans tells us that those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And so we need life in the Spirit. In the book of Colossians, it says, set your mind upon Christ. We have a powerful choice to make on how to love God with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And the awakened version of who we are has an equal level of priority in each of these four areas. Jesus said, hey, this is how I summarize all of the commands. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself. It is loving God and loving yourself and loving your neighbor, but the ways that love is communicated is in your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Love ultimately has four major gates. These gates, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. How does the King of Glory come in? Strong and mighty. He doesn't come in weak. He doesn't come in discouraged. He doesn't come in exhausted. Come on. I said, when the King shows up, the King comes in strong and mighty. Come on. We got to lift up our heads. We got to lift up our gates. And we know that gates are about access. Now, the gates of the kingdom, the access of the kingdom, it is about our focus, it is about our connection. And of course, we know that our connection is founded in the love of God. Jesus said, you abide in me, I abide in the Father. You stay in this love and operate in the union that I have made available for you. And so in this place of first love, in our connection, in our oneness with who God is, through the person of Jesus Christ, we are able to experience the fullness of God. I tell you what, if we're going to be revived, if the church is going to be awakened, if people are going to be, you know, revived, reformed, and restored, we need some people who know how alive unto the God they are first. And so it's going to start with us realizing that love is the opening experience for how we are able to experience all of these other things. So what does it look like then? How do we open up the gates of our love? Well, it's giving ourselves permission to love God with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And many people learn to love God with their strength very quickly. What can I do for God? This is the idea of how can I reach out? How can I be present with people? How can I be available for people? And that idea, I'm giving my effort, my energy, I'm showing up, I'm being engaged in that way. Of course, our heart begins to speak about the inner man. It's about our internal world and how we manage what we are devoted to, our commitments, and what's available there. And of course, we know our soul is about our health, our internal health, how we're relating with our past, how we're relating with other people, how we're relating with eternity, how we're relating with the present. And so, and then our mind is about how we're relating with our thoughts. And so out of these four gates, we are able to allow love to bring us into the full state of being alive unto God. You know, I met a lot of people who are alive in their strength. They're very willing to give their time. They're very willing to show up and to do outreach. But I tell you what, their internal world is a mess. And they're not fully alive unto God. Their strength is alive, but their soul is not. And I met a lot of people who have devotion. You know, they've given their life to God. They're committed. They've pledged their allegiance to the Lord. They're living in surrender. They have yielded to the fact that they truly need a Savior, but their mind has not been renewed. Meaning they've got a saved heart, but they've maintained a pagan mind. And we need to understand what it looks like for us to step into the reality of being fully alive unto God in all four categories. Once again, what are they? It is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Many of you guys are aware, I've had an encounter with the Lord that opened up my capacity to love God with my mind. There's been a brilliance of heaven that I have become aware of in Christ that is available for all of us to step into. You know, we need to learn how to love God with our mind. How do we do that? Well, it is in the renewed mind experience. My mind awakened unto God allows me to think according to his thoughts, to hear his thoughts, to see his thoughts, to align myself. And of course, we have the written word to help us with that. We have the, which is the graphy. We have the the logos word, which is that idea of persuasion and conversation. It is the accountability of the rightfully dividing of the word that happens in discipleship. Then, of course, there's the rhema word of God that comes alive to us and allows us to be renewed. When we have that buffet there of graphe, logos, and rhema, I tell you what, there's something powerful that's available for our mind to be renewed. The Bible says that out of the mouth of two or three, let everything be established. And actually, God establishes through this governance, this idea of the graphe, the logos, and the rhema. And it allows us to be alive. There's lots of people I know that in their mind is dead to God. And they've gone through the rituals of church attendance and the rituals of reading their Bible and the rituals of how they pray a certain way and the rituals of the certain steps they're supposed to take to essentially qualify for their salvation or their right standing with God or really ultimately their right standing with their pastor. And people have missed out on the opportunity to really go into the depths of who God is. You know, the written word is given to us as an invitation to go understand the author, the savior, the person that the book is talking about. This is not just some distant engagement, but God is here right now. He wants to break in. He wants to do something in you. He wants to do something through you. He wants to be available to bring you into a place of breakthrough like you've never experienced before. Come on. God is in a good mood. He wants to do something not just for you, but he wants to do something through you. This is your opportunity to do that. So my encouragement for you today is that you're alive unto God. You are dead to sin and alive unto God. Romans chapter 6, you got to read it. Romans chapter 6, it tells us that we've been dead, made dead unto sin. That just as Jesus was he died, he was buried, and he rose again, that we're also able to identify with that death, burial, and resurrection through the waters of baptism, that we would rise and walk into newness of life, that we would become dead to the old nature and alive unto God. Come on. I said, we're not just hanging out here trying to let God rescue us someday. We are here to demonstrate what it looks like to be alive in Christ right now. Come on. I said, if you're alive unto God right now, put it in the comments. Say, yes, Drew, I feel alive. Yes, Drew, I am awakened. Yes, Drew, I am responding to the reality of the Spirit. We need people who are alive unto God. There's a need today in the culture for reformation. And I tell you what, someone who is not alive unto God but wants to take on reformational outcomes in their life will burn themselves out. You know, there's a lot of people who want activism and social justice and all these things that are happening in the culture right now, and yet they don't know who their source is. Come on, they don't know who they are in Christ. And so because they don't know who they are in Christ, they are more of a puppet. They are more of a, you know, someone who just in diagnosis of a problem rather than actually becoming a solution. And we don't just need, you know, new problems and new scenarios to overwhelm the current problems. We actually need solutions today for the situations that we are in. And so those solutions are going to look like knowing who we are, knowing who our source is, and allowing ourselves to be alive unto God. And by loving God and opening up the gates of these four areas, once again, what are they? It is our heart, our strength, our soul, and our mind. We need to realize that the new nature that God has given us allows us to be alive in all four of those areas, that love is the access point, and when we are alive, we are now able to let something move through us that becomes a benefit, that becomes a reward, that becomes a solution for everyone that is around us. Come on, I see you guys there commenting, Brandon and Terry. Come on, I see you there, Mary. Yes, you're alive unto Christ. And in that alive experience, you are able to accomplish the thing that God is calling into you. Come on, you are dead to sin and alive unto God. Sin does not define you. penalty does not define you. Jesus has paid the penalty for sin. Now, there may be consequences in your life for some choices you've made, but ultimately, Jesus has accepted the burden or the penalty of your sin from the Lord. And so there is freedom in Christ. There is the opportunity to be alive unto God. You are not dead unto God. You are alive unto God. There's freedom in that place for us to grab hold of. Now, if we're going to, you know, there's lots of people who want to do things. They want to be active. They want to do these things. And in that desire to be active, we have to realize who our source is. You know, I like to say this, people who are motivated by reformation of systems and want to be a part of that, when you've not had an awakened heart, when you don't know who you are in Christ, when you don't realize you're dead to sin and alive unto God, when you don't know how to love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, it's kind of like a car. And, you know, we want to get to this destination, and you've got this car that has the ability to help you travel 100 miles, and you want to get there to a certain time, a certain place, and many people who don't have the awakened heart push that car to their destination, not realizing that there is a power that is available in that car to actually take you to the place that you need to go. No, once again, it doesn't disqualify you from having the opportunity for impact. It just means you're going to show up late, means you're going to show up exhausted, and it means you're going to show up with less available resources and energy to actually do the thing that you're called to do. Come on, the Holy Spirit wants to give you power. Holy Spirit wants to make something possible that isn't normally possible. When you're alive unto God, something it wants to move through you so you can become a solution to the world. Come on, you're not a problem, you're a solution. And so we need to understand how to make sure that God is our source, to make sure we understand we are made to be alive unto God. We're made to prophesy. We're made for signs, wonders, and miracles. We're made to heal the sick. We're made to discern spirits. We're made for words of wisdom. We're made for words of knowledge. We're made for love and joy and peace and faith. We're made for gentleness and self-control and long-suffering and all of these, the fruits and the gifts of the Spirit. These are our tools and the outcomes of our life. If we're not using the tools and not seeing the outcome of the Spirit move through us, you might be living in your own strength. You might be just loving God with your ability and not allowing Him to move through you so that we can see results according to His ability. Some of you might be alive unto yourself rather than alive unto God. Come on. I said it's time for freedom. It's time for us to step into who we really are. It's time for us to be alive unto God. I've launched a platform with some dear friends of mine called Kingdom Reformers. And this weekend, we've been going after kingdom reformation, and what it means to be a reformer and what that looks like. And when we begin to define a reformation, we start with saying, you know, a reformer is someone with a revived heart. You know, you can't have a passion for reformation and believe that you're going to do it in your own strength. It's just not sustainable. And so as we've been, you know, equipping people and getting, you know, people ready for what it is that God wants to do in and through them, we've been really allowing them to understand that first, you got to know who you are in Christ. First, you have to know and realize what it is that God wants to do through you, what God wants to do for you, and what God wants to do in the world around you because of who He is in your life. But we know, you know what? If we're not caught by the power of God and the love of God, then we will ultimately burn out. And so we've got a whole group. We've got 140 people here from all over the world, and they have come here with passion for business and government and arts and entertainment and education and many different spheres and places, agriculture and technology and law enforcement. And they are just captured by reformation. They're wanting to bring reform into their places. But we don't just need good ideas. We actually need supernatural concepts. We need divine intelligence to be available so that we can move from God into these systems and see the reality of the kingdom be made manifest. We don't just need man solutions. We don't just need good ideas. We actually need the kingdom of God. We actually need the kingdom of God to show up, to move through us and in us so we can do what we need to do. The sun's there, put a little glare in my eyes. And so what does it look like? What does it look like for us as individuals to make that commitment, to follow through and say, God, I'm not moving unless your presence is leading me. God, I'm not moving unless I give myself to the process of loving you with my heart, soul, mind, and strength. There's a lot of change needed in the world right now, but it doesn't need just change by motivated people. It needs change from sons and daughters of the King who know who they are and are available to bring impact into their sphere because of who God is inside of them. Come on, there's hope available for you right now. Come on, there's strength available for you right now. There's love available for you right now. Come on, there's more available for you right now. Come on, won't you just tap in? Won't you connect with it? Won't you give yourself to the experience of what it looks like to say yes to the Lord, being alive unto Him? Come on, some of you have been held by the anchor of your past. You know, some of you have been held by the anchor of your shame and held by the anchor of what maybe someone said about you and what someone believed about you. And even though it wasn't true, it became a handcuff to who you were. If that's you right now, you need to know that you were made to be alive unto God, not alive unto your past, not alive unto your mistakes. You're not alive unto the declarations of people who don't know you, didn't believe in you. Come on, it's time to break out of those things. It's time to break out of those things. Come on, I said it's time to break out of those things. This is your time. It is your moment to come alive unto God. What are you waiting for? Right now, just stretch out your hands and just say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you right now to awaken my spirit. Holy Spirit, we surrender right now to who you are and to what it is that you want to do. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come close. Holy Spirit, come close. We thank you for your comfort and your peace. We thank you for the reality of who you are, what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 We just say yes to your presence, yes to your goodness, yes to who you are, yes to what it is you want to do through us. We yield to the process of what it is you want to do to heal, to restore, and to bring us into the full reality of who you are. Thank you, Lord. Won't you let him do it right now? Come on, he's here, he's available, he's engaged, and he wants to touch your life. Come, Holy Spirit. Come on, there's something powerful about just centering ourselves, focusing on the Lord, and inviting the Lord to come be something for us that we can never be for ourselves. Won't you do it right now? Come on, let the day's distractions, the worries, the concerns, all the things that are going on, come on, none of that's bigger than Jesus. Come on, let what's inside of you come alive. Let what's inside of you from Christ lead you. Come on, don't let your emotions lead you. Don't let your past lead you. Come on, don't let someone else's opinion lead you. Come on, let the Christ in you, the hope of glory, let it lead you to be living in the fullness of being awakened in him and what it looks like. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're saying right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I just thank you right now that we can love you with our heart, that we just release freedom right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, for us to elevate our devotion, to elevate our commitment, to elevate, Lord, our response to you. And we just say yes to that in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for the breakthrough, Lord, in our strength. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we are free to respond. We're free to give. We are free to respond in the world around us, carrying what it is that you have. Lord, and I thank you, Lord, as well for the power of the soul, Lord, and our ability, Lord, to have to be healthy, to be free in our inner man, that, Lord, we would not be held back, Lord, out of pain or out of chaos, but we would invite your spirit. Lord, we just open up these gates right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we open up the gate of our mind to you, Lord, and we ask your spirit to come in Jesus' mighty name, that, Lord, our mind would be renewed by the washing of your word, that, Lord, our mind would be renewed as you come close, that our soul would be restored as you come close, that, Lord, our strength would be, Father, increased, Lord, as joy shows up, that, Father, our heart, that, Lord, our passion, God, would be enlarged, Lord, as your spirit awakens inside of us. Lord, we thank you for this, and we make this declaration right now in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, this week we got to jump in. Just ask the Lord, say, Lord, teach me how to love you with my mind. Teach me how to love you with my soul. Teach me how to love you with my heart and with my strength. And as you open up these gates of your life, as you lift up your head to the Lord, you're going to see powerful things begin to happen in your life. Come on, something good is about to happen. Thanks for jumping on our online broadcast today. We love you guys. Gen 1 community, you're amazing. And so all the way here from Canyon, Texas, on the road this weekend with all my Kingdom Reformer comrades, we just bless you in the name of the Lord. And Gen 1 community, you are amazing. We love you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. And I tell you what, as I just said a moment ago, we're fully convinced that something good is about to happen. God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in today. Share this broadcast out, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.